We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Praise is a spontaneous expression. Now that's true praise. That's true worship. Now thank God that we many times have to have the other kind to get us involved into the true worship.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, The Untapped Power of Praise, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Pastor Hagin for today's message.
I want to share a few thoughts about the untapped power. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. These see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. That's from Psalms 107, 21, 22, and 24. There is an unlimited, untapped source of power that is practically unknown to the Christian world and is completely unknown to the unregenerate world. Man can tap this reservoir of power that hung the celestial bodies out in the sky that you and I see. Man can tap into this power that laid the very foundations of the earth and the world that you and I know. The Holy Scripture makes this very, very clear. And I'm talking about praise. I'm talking about praise. Now, the Word of God has much to say about praise, but praise is not praise until it comes from the lips, spontaneously from the heart of men and mankind as an expression of joy and thanksgiving unto God. A lot of what people call praise is not praise. A lot of what people call worship is not worship. It is a learned response. It is head knowledge paying lip service. Singing of a song is not praise. Now it can be, so don't get upset with me. But the majority, and I'm talking about even from this platform right here at Rhema, a lot of the songs and the singing that goes forth is not praise. It's beautiful. It helps the natural man. But it is not praise. Praise is a spontaneous expression. Now that's true praise. That's true worship. Now thank God that we many times have to have the other kind to get us involved into the true worship. There are numerous passages in the Old Testament that talk about all of these things. Talks about blessed be the name of the Lord. David is called a man after God's own heart. And he wrote, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. That's Psalms 34, 1 through 3. Then in the New Testament, Peter says it like this. In 1 Peter 2:9, you are ye in the King James. I'm going to just change it so we'll understand it a little better. You should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. A spontaneous praise. I don't care whether you can carry a tune in a bucket or not. You can praise the Lord. You see, the individual that has learned to praise God from the heart praises God while he's mowing the yard, while he's washing the car, while they're washing the dishes, while they're running the vacuum cleaner, while you're taking a shower. Now, I'm not much of a singer. I know a little bit about music, and I can tell you when somebody else misses it, and I can tell you when I get off key also. I have a real knack, you know, on the ivory up here on the piano, you got this note and this note. I have a real knack for getting right here in between the middle of them. Either on the flat side or the sharp side, one of the two. Most of the time it's on the flat side. But at least I know where I'm at. But I tell you what, when I get out in my sauna, there's nobody else there in that side there but me, and I got the door shut, I can praise the Lord with all kinds of singing like you never heard before. But you know what? It does my heart good. Now, when you begin to praise, it does something else. But let's look at praise a little more in the New Testament before we get involved with that. Christ, in Luke 19:37, and I'm not preaching, I'm just sharing with you some things that I have begun to pick up on here recently. In Luke 19:37, you know, the disciples and everybody were there, and Jesus, he came there, came back, and the disciples, the multitudes, it says there, were praising and making a lot of noise. Now, the reason I know they're making a lot of noise, because the Pharisees said, hey, why don't you quieten these people down? That's good 20th century talk there. He said it a little different in the King James. And the Lord said, this is what Jesus himself said in Luke 19:40. He said, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, in other words, if they should be quiet, the stones would immediately cry out. The psalmist said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. It didn't say just let those that know how to play the musical instruments. It just didn't say let those that know how to sing praise the Lord. I thank God for that. I'd be left out because I don't, like I told you, I don't do a very good job, and most of you would too. But it said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now you see, the Son of God here gives the real fundamental purpose that man came forth for in the first place. And if you'll study, you'll find out that the main fundamental purpose that man was created for in the first place was to commune and fellowship with God. And you fellowship with him through praise, true praise. You see, you know, you can begin to look at a lot of these things and begin to see some of it in St. Paul. You know, that great man of God, that great saint of God that did more than anybody else has ever done in the area of missionary work, that wrote over half of the New Testament. And I want you to notice, if you begin to look at all of his epistles that he wrote, right in the first, either the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth verse, you don't hardly get past the fifth verse, that he doesn't say, I thank my God always, blessed be God, to whom glory forever and ever. He starts his letter to the people that he was writing to, and he never gets very far into that letter without giving expression of praise unto God. And then you will find expressions of praise all through there. Now, you see, is it possible? I want to ask you a question. Is it possible to be too extravagant with our praise? No. Hebrews 13:15 says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. What? What? Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God.
Continually.
Everybody say it with me. Continually. What's that mean? What's all the time mean? Never cease to praise the Lord. Well, somebody said, how can I praise the Lord when everybody's around me? I can't disturb them. You can praise the Lord silently. You can offer praise silently. Nobody has to hear it. But I'm going to tell you what, when you get an opportunity, express it with your lips. It does something for you. Now, we cannot be too extravagant. Once again, I will offer up the sacrifice of praise unto God continually. That is the fruit of our lips. The fruit of our lips is praise. Now, look again here. Psalms 34:1. Let's go back. I will. I want you to notice that. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Sounds like Paul and the psalmist David here got together. Doesn't it to you? One of them here says, let us offer up the sacrifice of praise to God continually. It says here, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And Paul says it, the fruit of our lips. The same thing.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Mountain Moving Faith. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We are going to Arizona.
Right, to Chandler, which is a part of the Phoenix area. That's 27th through 29th at Faith Family Church there. Pastors Andy and Deb White. So, hey, you come on out and be with us, okay?
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his classic teaching, The Untapped Power of Praise. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.